I was doing a movie a couple, 3 years ago down in Quintana Roo in Mexico. Any of you been to Quintana Roo? It's in the southeast corner, right down near Honduras and Guatemala. And I met this young cowboy. The previous winter, he'd been engaged to this girl, and at the last minute, she got cold feet and decided she didn't want to be married anymore and sort of walked away just right before the wedding. So he spent the entire winter at this line shack in Colorado saving up his money. And then in the spring, he went down to Quintana Roo and was mending his broken heart. And Mary and I were down there doing this film, and I met him there. And I have never seen such a tortured young man in my life. He was in trouble, and he was in really dire trouble, and he never would tell me what the trouble was. I don't know if he got involved with another woman, with a married woman. There's drugs down there, so it could be drug smuggling, gun smuggling. I don't know. He never would tell me, but I just knew he was in trouble. You know something? I'm telling you the wrong story. which is okay. The band guys back here said, "Holy shit." Hold that thought. This is a story about a friend of mine in Nashville.
Is he in trouble too?
Yeah, he's in trouble too. So anyway, there's this guy in Nashville, and he's a songwriter, and he is the most superstitious guy I have ever seen in my life. And he's writing these songs, and he couldn't get anyone to cut his songs. So one day he went down and he bought a little keychain that had a little blue plastic boot on it, cowboy boot. Put it on his keychain. The next day, three people put his songs on hold. So he decided that was the lucky boot of the world. Well, shortly thereafter, he started going out with this girl. And this girl hated his boot to begin with. And not only that, she went to New Orleans and went to Marie Laveau's voodoo shop and brought back one of those chicken feet. And this guy wouldn't even be in the same room with her. If that isn't a setup for a song, I never heard one.